Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. I'm Amy Stevenson. We're welcoming the captain of the US polo team. His name's Nick Roldan. I'm very, very excited to have him on because not only is he one of the top polo players in the world, he's won on all five continents at every gold level, but he's a really, really nice guy. He does a lot of work for charity. He's an ambassador of the Brook USA, and he's over in the UK launching a charity event called his inaugural Sunset Polo Party. It's a chance for you to get involved and watch some of the top players in the world competing. And he shares some of his stories of his early days, like when he won the US Open Polo title at only 15 years old. An incredible man. I'll let him speak for himself. It's Nick Roldan. This is the Horse Hour podcast. How are you, Nick?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. There's so much I could introduce you with because you've had just an unbelievable career so far, and you're only 34, which is still quite young.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes I don't feel like it, but yeah, you know, it's been a good career. You know, I started really young, obviously, so.
Well, it's true. Weren't you the polo player of the year at only 15 years old?
Yeah, that was my first year as a professional, and I had an amazing opportunity and got very lucky to be able to play on a 26-hole team that competed in the U.S. Open, which is like is our most important and most prestigious tournament in the United States. And so I guess, you know, it was the right time. I was there at the right time and got lucky and got to play, and we ended up winning. So that was sort of the kickstart of my career, and that's when I decided that polo was going to be my profession full time. And sort of continued through grade school and high school, and then had a private tutor and sort of finished school, and that was it. Dedicated myself to polo. So,
oh really? So you didn't stay at school?
I didn't. No, I did private tutoring the last 3 years of high school, and then I didn't go to college. So, you know, my parents were very supportive of what I did, and they knew that I had a talent and supported me and helped me and gave me the guidance to continue and pursue my dream. So,
do you think, Nick, it's in your blood? Because your family are huge in the polo industry as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, my father's played, you know, my father's been a professional for the past 35 years. He retired actually about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But, you know, and his father, so I'm actually a fourth generation polo player, so. You know, polo is in the blood. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, I was never really pushed or forced to play polo. You know, it was all willing, and you know, obviously, we spent all of our time riding and at the barn. So, you know, it was sort of second nature to myself and to my family. And to be honest, I was never really that passionate about polo. Just because in America, we have so many other sports mm-hmm. at the same time, and I pursued a lot of golf and ice hockey. And but obviously, having the opportunities that I had for polo. It sort of pushed me in that direction.
And you never look back. Yeah. It's funny though, isn't it? As 15-year-olds, a lot of 15-year-olds go completely rebellious and they go against their parents. So they wouldn't want to be playing polo.
Yeah. I mean, that's very true. Yeah. I mean, look, and, you know, especially, well, I guess that's all happens all over the world. But, yeah, like I said, you know, my parents never, I think, you know, they were smart in the way that they never actually push me or force me to play the, you know, polo. I think that can sometimes backfire. You know, I think my parents were very supportive of whatever decision I made. And, you know, they told me that, you know, whatever dream that is that you have or whatever passion, you know, dedicate yourself and put 110% effort into it. And that's what I did. So,
and they must be so proud of you. You're playing with the top in the world. You are the face of American polo, and you're playing with like the royal family. We can't get close to them, let alone being, you know, playing with Prince Harry.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm very lucky, and I put a lot of hard work and effort to get to where I am, and it's been, you know, that's sort of the beauty of polo, though. You know, it gives you some of the most amazing opportunities to travel the world, play with some of the most amazing people. You know, if you're lucky, you get to meet, you know, some people like the royal family, like Will and Harry, and so, you know, I've been very lucky and thankful at the same time. So it's been fun. It's a great career, and the polo is a great sport, and you know, you get to travel to some of the most beautiful places, and I'm just having fun. You know, I'm having fun and trying to enjoy my life and trying to promote the sport and trying to balance everything at the same time. So it's been a good ride.
I think that's the key. You touched on a really important point there, is that it is hard work. And, you know, we as amateurs, somebody, you know, I'm always looking for new disciplines to play with my horse and have fun with my horse. And we see the top level riders, and it's very easy to forget how hard they've worked and the years that have gone into training those horses and training your own craft.
The polo, I think, is one of the hardest equitation sports to play. You know, they're all very different, but I think polo is different in that you're not only having, you know, there's not only the equitation part, but there's also hitting the ball and having amazing hand-eye and speed and anticipation. And, you know, polo is like a chess match. So both on and off the field, you know, there's a strategy preparing your horses for each game and each practice, and there's a strategy on the field when you're playing each game. So when you're competing at a top level, you know, your margin for error is minimal. And you've got to be very precise, and you know, one bad decision can cost you a goal, a game, your life, anything. So you've got to be incredibly passionate first and foremost for the horses. You know, I love the horses, and I grew up around horses, and I have an understanding for them. And you've got to be dedicated to the sport. I mean, it's a fast sport. It's intense. It's brutal. It's brutal in a good way. You know, and a brutal in its. You know, you've got to be at your top level in both physically and mentally. So
We've been touching on polo quite a bit on the Horse Hour podcast over the last few months because we want to learn more about it and really get into it, into the depths of how it works and the rules and the game and things like that. What is your training? How are you different to other polo players?
I don't know. You know, I think in any sport, every player is different, but. You know, for the most part, I try to stay as fit as I can. I love training, and I find enjoyment in training, and so it's something that I do every day. You know, but at my level, everyone works really hard, and everyone, polo is actually, the modern day polo, and I'm talking, you know, the past 10 years, it's changed incredibly. Every team has a physical therapist, every team has a trainer. You know, all the, you know, that polo has become so competitive, and there's so much money being invested into the sport that, you know, you can't not be fit. You know, you have to be as fit as you can, and the horses have become better and better every year. So the competition gets tougher and tougher, and the players get better, and the talent becomes more extreme. So, you know, for me, it's a lot of hard work and discipline, but at the same time, I also like try to balance it out and how to try to, you know, I try to take myself too serious and have a little bit of fun and enjoy myself and enjoy life and enjoy my family and, you know, enjoy the things that polo has given me in my life, and you know, I just try to focus on the best things for me and doing the best that I can. And you know, I've been playing with a couple of great teams, both in the United States and in England.
It's so lovely. I've been looking at a lot of photos, and you look so happy in every single photo. You look like you can't fake a smile, a beaming smile like that. You can see that you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that's sort of the way I take life, you know. I take life as, you know, I try to be as happy as possible and be thankful and fortunate for what I have. And I think we all should, and, you know, you got to have fun with it. Like I said, you know, I try not to take myself too serious and try to enjoy life as much as I can.
Tell me a little bit about your horses, Nick. How many horses do you have?
I have about, let's see, I've got 11 here in England, and I've got about another 15 back in the United States. So I'm accumulating quite a big organization.
Yeah.
While some would say that's not that big, considering a lot of the Argentines have hundreds to even 1,000 horses. So,
wow.
But for me, it's big, and it's you know, it's I've built up a really good string, both here and in the United States, and I'm trying to work on going to start playing in Argentina again. I sort of took 3 years off not playing, and I had a great job in the United States, but I want to go back to Argentina and start playing some of that good polo. It's, you know, some of the best polo in the world.
Mm.
So, but you know, polo is a sport where you're always building your horses, and you know, while sometimes you always think you've got enough, there really is never enough horses, especially at the top level.
That's really interesting, because I wouldn't assume that you'd need lots of horses for polo. I guess I presumed that each rider in a team would have their own horse. They might have two or three.
Yeah, I mean, I have all the ones that I play here in England are mine. My team actually gives me one or two horses, maybe three, but for the most part, they're all mine. And I mean, a polo player at a top level, you need about 10 horses per game, 10 to 12 horses.
Wow.
So it requires, it requires a lot of horse depth and a lot of horsepower.
Can you swap the horses during the middle of a game?
Yeah, you can swap them, yeah. I mean, I sometimes swap them twice a chucker. There's six periods in a game, and you know, so you have your six main horses, and then you have the spares that sit on the sidelines, which you change at any one point in time.
Wow.
So it's like a Formula One pit stop or a NASCAR pit stop. You know, if you're going to change tires or fill gas or something, it's the same thing with polo.
Okay, so let's look at, if you're looking at the strategy, because this is really technical then, so you've got a strategy. So say you need a really fast-paced horse, like that just goes, I guess, depending on how the scoring is, then you'd go on the faster one. But if you need a more technical horse, if you're competing against people who are technical, is that right?
Like I said, polo's a chess match. It really is. You know, you try to put some of your best horses in the beginning of the game. You know, if you got horses that are faster that don't have that much handle, you usually put them in the beginning of game where the field is much better, because the field will get chewed up as the game progresses. You know, and you usually leave your sort of two best for the end. And the ones that you played in the beginning that are really good, maybe if you played them only 3 minutes in the beginning, you can bring them back in the end. I mean, it's a total. Every chucker is dissected, and it's a total strategy. Both, like I said, both on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
And your players we all make horse lists that relate to each other, so we bounce off each other. If one has an easier horse with a faster horse, or vice versa. So it's a lot of strategy involved. It's not just showing up on a Sunday afternoon and playing a match, you know, and drinking champagne after the match. You know, I think it's a little bit of a misconception that this sport is actually intense. It's a mental game and a physical game, and it's a lot of work that goes into it.
I never understood it, and now I understand it, and I think that's the difference. Is sometimes as equestrians, we're afraid of things that we don't understand, and knowing how technical it is, and knowing how much you guys care for your horses, you love them, you train, you're with them 24/7. You must have a huge team behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I have an amazing team. I have my.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Main horse trainer and his wife, who travel with me all around the world. Mm-hmm. You know, they're basically in Palm Beach, and then they travel with me overseas to England and to Spain. And then we have a bunch of other guys as well that So my team consists of about three or four guys that travel with me all over the world. And then we've got shoers, vets, we have coaches, horse trainers. I mean, it's a whole operation. It's like a Formula One team, we have a tight knit organization, and we all work together, and we all travel together, and we spend all of our days together. I think a successful team is all about camaraderie, and having fun and growing like a tight knit group together.
Yeah.
And that in itself will give you guys, it will give you a successful team.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done here in England. So,
well, not only are you over here for your competing, but you're launching a huge event in a couple of weeks, aren't you? 20th of June. It's on. What's it called?
The 20th of June. Yeah, we're launching our first inaugural Sunset Polo event to benefit the Brook Charity and Chestnut Treehouse, which are, Brook is a global charity, one of the largest equine welfare organizations in the world, and Chestnut Treehouse is a local charity that is based here in the West Sussex area. So,
and the Chestnut Charity, they help children with cancer, don't they?
Well, not necessarily with cancer, but with life threatening conditions.
Right.
So it's a children's hospice. Yeah. So
and this is a lot of what you do. A lot of your I mean, how you have time to do this, I don't know, but you do so much for charity. I heard that twice a week you go and visit children in hospitals.
In Florida, I do a lot of work with Kids Cancer Foundation.
Mm.
And, I mean, I don't know if twice a week, because a lot of times I'm busy, but I try to stop by at least maybe once a month to go and see a lot of the kids. And I've become, quite close with a lot of them and their families. And, we got to go. We went to Chestnut Treehouse the other day and got to meet the family and the people that have worked there, and got to see some of the kids. And, it was tough. It was tough, but, the Chestnut Treehouse is a charity that Lord and Lady Cowdrey work very close with. And as the event is at Cowdrey House, I thought it would only be fitting that we brought in a local charity.
Mm.
And, this is our first event here on new ground. And, it's been a lot of work, but I've got a great team behind me. I have a girl named Natasha who's done an incredible job, and everyone in the town and the village, everyone's been really supportive. And we've got a lot of great brands and corporate sponsors, and we've got the Lickfold Inn, which is a 3 Michelin star restaurant based locally here that's going to donate all the food.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a great event. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. We're going to try to create as much awareness for Brook and for Chestnut Treehouse, and try to raise as much money as we can and have a good time.
Well, it's great causes. Some of the guests that you have are phenomenal. You have Nick Skelton. He's going to have a go at polo, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got a couple of some equestrian celebrities that are going to come.
Yeah,
which will be exciting.
And Monty Roberts,
we're going to have a polo match, and then Monty Roberts is going to do a demonstration. He's also a huge supporter of the event, and he's also a Brook ambassador. So it's great to have him on board, and they've been really supportive. And everyone's been great, and they've been helping out a lot. It's our first event, and we hope it's going to be successful, and we hope to create something that will happen every year. And my whole idea was to try to bring all the equestrian disciplines together under one event and have some fun and try to, raise some money for a couple of great causes.
It's a brilliant idea. You also have William Fox Pitt. He's having a go at polo as well. Aren't you two going to swap horses?
Yeah, we're doing a job swap on on Tuesday morning, which is going to be pretty exciting. So, my girlfriend's a jumper, so I've jumped a little bit before, but I've never done eventing. So
what?
I'm tempted to do that, and I think William's pretty excited to get on a polo horse and try to swing the stick around and hit some balls.
would you like to have a go at eventing, though? Is there another sport that you think, oh, I reckon I could be quite good at that?
What I'd love to do is jumping. My girlfriend's a really talented rider and a jumper, and I'm a huge supporter of her and what she does, and I go to as many of her horses as possible. So I've grown fond of the sport, and I think it's a lot of fun, and she's got let me ride some of her horses, so it's been pretty I love that sport, and I'd love to jump some more, obviously, but at the same time, I get a little bit scared of getting injured.
Yeah.
So,
but yet you do.
I don't want to risk.
I'd say that was more risky.
I know. It's crazy, right? I know. I mean, look, in polo, you definitely can't have any fear.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the positives that I have, is that I don't know. I'm pretty fearless.
And Nick, going back to your girlfriend is Jessica Springsteen. And I watched her at the Royal Windsor Horse Show, and she is just on point. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Her focus, her target. But is there a little bit of competitiveness between you? Because if I taught my other half how to jump or how to ride, I think I'd be shot.
Yeah, I mean, for me, competitiveness is in my blood in anything that I do. I try to, and you know, anything I do, I try to do it 110% on and off the field. That's just my character. So, and sometimes it can rub off on Jeff a little bit, you know, for better or worse. You know, sometimes it's helpful. Sometimes I can be a little bit too nagging and too pushy and too competitive because I want her to... I want her to be, you know, just as successful. And, you know, I think she has some incredible talent, and she's got some great horses. And, you know, I think she's, she can easily be in the top 10, top 20 in the world, you know, if she wants. And I think she's heading in that direction. She has that same sort of drive and dedication that I have. And she's so incredibly passionate about what she does, which is one of, you know, is what I love. And so, yeah. But you know, we get a little competitive. She's a huge fan of polo and what I do. And so it's been fun.
That's what's so lovely is you're both in the equestrian industry. I talk to a lot of couples who are both in the industry, and the ones that do the same discipline, it's okay. They really love each other's company, but I think it's nice that you do different disciplines and you both bring so much to the industry on your separate levels. You are the face of polo, and what's great is with working with youngsters and helping the charities and trying to educate about polo. Is you're inspiring people. You're inspiring people to have a go, come and watch, you know, watch a game. And your sunset polo, you know, we can all come along and watch you ride, which means that you are approachable too.
Well, that's what I want. I mean, you know, first and foremost is I want to be as approachable as I can to the world in general, or to the public, to the polo community, or to the equestrian community. And I want to promote the sport, and I want to promote the sport in a way that, you know, people can see it as a fun and enjoyable and family-oriented event. I want it to be an event where everyone can come. You know, there's different levels to the event. There's obviously a dinner later in the night where you'd have to purchase a table. But at the same time, I didn't want to leave out anyone that, you know, I wanted everyone to be part of this event.
Oh, and Nick, it's lovely.
You know, some charity events can be, you know, some are a little bit more fancy, but this one is, you know, is a very, I wanted to create something that would be great in this area. And I think we're headed in that direction, so...
Well, you've been really kind, and you're giving us 4 tickets to our Horse Hour listeners to win in a competition so that we can actually let you have a chance to go and be at the event and watch you ride and watch Nick and watch William and just soak up the atmosphere. And that's really kind of you. So thank you very much. Horse Hour is going to donate to your charity as well, Nick, because we think it's great and we really want to support you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. That was great. That's amazing.
You're very welcome. So how can we buy tickets?
Well, you can buy tickets on my website at www.nickroldan.com. And if you go to the events page, you know, you can buy tickets there. And there's, you know, we're selling general admission tickets. And we have an afternoon tea ticket, which will be on one side of the field where they'll serve afternoon tea and scones and the whole lot. They'll give you the whole English experience. And then we're also selling tables for the dinner that night. So, you know, there's different levels, and we're going to have a silent auction and a live auction as well. And we've got a lot of great silent auction items. So, you know, we're hoping for some sunny and beautiful weather, and we're going to have a great time.
It will be amazing. It's on Tuesday, June the 20th, starts at 5 o'clock on to 11 o'clock at Cowdray House, Midhurst in West Sussex. So we'll take a look at your website. Nick, thank you so, so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure to meet you. And, we'll see you. We'll see you at your inaugural Sunset Polo Party.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you'd like to win 4 tickets to Nick's inaugural Sunset Polo Party, then just head over to our Twitter page, @HorseHour. You can catch up with previous episodes of the Horse Hour podcast on our website. Just head to horsehour.co.uk. And you can also see pictures, videos and interviews from all the events that we've been to over the last few months, including badminton, Royal Windsor Horse Show, the dressage at Wellington, the Premier League. We caught up with Nicola Buchanan there. She did really well. Saturday, I was at Hurlingham Park in London for Chesterton's Polo in the Park. That was really fun. So you can see some live videos and pictures from polo. This week it's really busy because we're at Bolesworth International, which is up in Chester, and you'll see the creme de la creme of dressage on Thursday night with their freestyle to music. Carl Hester's going, Charlotte Desjardins going, Nicola Buchanan's going. It's going to be an amazing week of dressage, and then show jumping is the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. If you can't make it, then keep an eye on our website, horsehour.co.uk, Twitter, hashtag horsehour, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. I'll be bringing you as much as I possibly can soak in from the event. Then next week on the Horse Hour podcast, you can hear an interview with Bolesworth International charity, Brook. We catch up with the lovely Faye, and she explains to us not only what the charity does, but I mean, they do amazing work, but also her personal experiences of travelling the world with the Brook, trying to help horses and trying to help their owners as well. So not only do they provide money and care for the animals that need it and veterinary advice, but they also teach and educate the owners of how to look after their horses better. It's a brilliant, brilliant charity. So I hope you enjoy that episode. Next week, it's Faye from the Brook. I hope you have a really good week with your horse, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.